What's up, Missions fans? Brian Yanselson here in Frisco, Texas, with Missions infielder Devin Ortiz. Devin, what a way to start a game yesterday in a series. A homer to lead off the game. So, first of all, how'd you feel with that swing?
Definitely happy with that at bat. Being in the leadoff hole, just trying to do my job to set the tone of the baseball game. And I was happy I was able to, get a pitch in the middle of the zone and do some damage early.
Have you ever led off a game with a homer before?
I actually haven't. This is my first time.
There you go. What a time for it to come here in Frisco, get that six-game series going. And, it's been a really good couple of weeks for you. Your last 10 games, you've hit three homers after hitting two in your first 80. So I'm curious, where do you feel that power is coming from?
I think it's just coming from, honestly, just the time we're at in the season. It's just more just simplifying things and not trying to do too much and just doing what I can with certain pitches and certain counts.
Do you feel like this is going to be your third straight game in the leadoff spot tonight? Do you feel like that changes your approach at all? You mentioned wanting to set the tone, but does anything really change, or is it more about the mindset?
I think, honestly, it's just more about the mindset. Nothing changes in the box in terms of, the approach and what I'm trying to do. I just think, when you're in that leadoff hole, it's a good opportunity to start the game off right for your team.
So we're now almost August here, season, believe it or not, coming to the home stretch. What do you feel like you've learned at this point through almost an entire year at the AA level?
Yeah, it's funny because at the lower levels, working up my way through the ranks, it all feels the same. It doesn't matter what level it's at. It's a grind for a reason, and it's just an honor to just be here every day and to play and to just try and get better. That's the thing, just trying to get better every day. And if you have that mindset, it makes, like you said, this time of year go a lot smoothly. You're not thinking too much. You're just kind of having more fun, honestly.
Is there anything specific that you can point to say, hey, I've worked on this or experimented with this that you feel has worked or hasn't? Or what are some things that you've been tinkering with as of late?
Honestly, just, driving the ball a little more. I trust my hands enough sometimes to where it kind of gets me in trouble, not putting balls in play that I can't really do some damage on. So just kind of simplifying it more at the in the box and just trusting myself.
I always find it silly teams are still playing you to pull on the ground when you hit so many balls to right field, but I guess they haven't figured that out.
Yeah, I like to stay inside the baseball and drive it the other way, but just hitting to all fields is important. And as much as some guys are pull happy, I sometimes get oppo happy and have to remember that there's a left side of the infield too and outfield, so try to drive the ball both sides.
That's an interesting perspective, really neat right there. So with that said about it being the home stretch of the season, there are still over 40 games left, so still plenty of time to do a bunch of damage. Do you have a specific goal in mind as the season comes to an end?
Just to win, honestly. I think, when we got a little bit of a taste in that first half, with the little some playoff baseball against Frisco and a little race against Midland as well, it just raises the stakes a little more, especially later in the season. You want to play for something. So I think, when you have a chance to win something at the end of it, it definitely makes it more fun. So I would say that's the goal, especially just, speaking for the team myself and speaking for the team, I think the goal is to win it and have fun doing it.
Well, we're right there with you. So appreciate you, appreciate your time. And I know Missions fans love hearing from you. So thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thank you, Brian.
Stu, back to you.